Last week, Mr Speaker, my right honourable friend, the Leader of the Opposition, said that Britain should never again be at the mercy of a foreign dictatorship for our energy and fuel security. This week, the Prime Minister has gone cap in hand from one dictator to another on a begging mission to the Saudi prince to bail him out. Mr Speaker, the government have had 12 years to end their reliance on foreign oil and invest in homegrown energy to secure our supplies. Their failure has left us all vulnerable, reliant on another murderous dictator to keep the lights on and pumps open.
I'm going to hear this question. If some people don't want... Somebody wants to make a... If you want a little argument, I'm more than happy, because we can argue outside when you're there. But for the moment, I need to get on. I want to hear the question. Angela Rayner.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. The government benches have a choice. They could accept Labour's plan to save working families hundreds of pounds on bills funded with a one-off levy on the soaring profits of big energy companies. So I ask the Deputy Prime Minister, is their only plan to keep on begging?
Deputy Prime Minister.
Well, can I just gently say to the Honourable Lady that when she was campaigning, as the rest of them were, to make the Honourable Member for Islington North Prime Minister, this Prime Minister was Foreign Secretary leading the response to the nerve agent attack.
I hate to say it, you can't keep going back for 12 years as a defensive mechanism. What we want to do... I'll decide, thank you. What I want you to do, Deputy Prime Minister, please, if we can try and stick to the agenda, I have a lot of people ahead of me who are desperate to get in, without talking about history. How far we want to go back is one thing in passing. Deputy Prime Minister.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. When she was...
Order. Sir Desmond, he is not responsible for the opposition's policies. This is about the government. This is about questions to the Deputy Prime Minister. I'll put the questions and decide which are right. Deputy Prime Minister.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. I was wanted just to point out, and I hope it's not ancient history, that the Prime Minister was, as Foreign Secretary, galvanising the response to the nerve agent attack in Salisbury at the time where the Honourable Member, the former leader of the Labour Party, was siding with Putin against the UK. What did the Honourable Lady have to say on Sky News? He's a very strong leader. She can't wait for him to become Prime Minister.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. Appeasing murderous despots is never going to be the route to security of energy supply. So wouldn't it make more sense for the Prime Minister to be here talking to UK energy industries? Shouldn't he be talking to renewable energy developers about what they can do to bring their product on stream faster and quicker? And shouldn't he also be speaking to our own offshore oil and gas industry about what they can do in the here and now to improve security of supply and to assist in the journey towards net zero?